We'd be happy for you to join us at brucesbible.website or guamviews.com. See either one of my blogs and catch up with us there. Thank you for watching. Thank you.
Updated for Volume 19. Holiness. After we are saved from sin, we are commanded, go, and sin no more, John 8:11. No stone to throw. We are commanded to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, Titus 2:12, and warned that without holiness no one shall see the Lord, Hebrews 12:14. We must present ourselves as holy unto God, Romans 12:1, cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, 2 Corinthians 7:1, and separate ourselves from all worldliness, James 4:4. If the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? I Peter 4:18. No one can live a holy life by his own power, but only through the Holy Spirit. Ye shall receive power, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, Acts 1:8. Divine healing. God has made himself known through the ages by miraculous healings and has made special provisions in the age of grace to heal all who will come to him in faith and obedience. Divine healing was purchased for us by the blood of Jesus Christ, especially by his stripes, Isaiah 53:5, Matthew 8:16-17, I Peter 2:24. Jesus went everywhere healing those who were sick, Matthew 4:23-24, and he commanded his disciples to do the same, Matthew 10:8. He said concerning those who believe the gospel, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover, Mark 16:18. Mighty healings and miracles follow the disciples wherever the gospel was preached. There is no sickness or disease too hard for God. Any of us, our children, or our friends can be healed by the power of God. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord shall raise him up, and if he has committed sins they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed, James 5:14-16. Second Coming of Christ. Jesus Christ is coming back to earth in bodily form, just as he went away, Acts 1:11. He will catch away a holy people, his bride, his church, who have accepted redemption through his blood, by the birth of water and of the Spirit, and who are found faithful when he comes. For the Lord, himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord, I Thessalonians 4:16-17. One shall be taken and the other left, Luke 17:36. Will we be ready? The signs of his coming are everywhere. The days of peril are here indeed, with forms of godliness void of the power of God, society and politics corrupted, and people's hearts filled with pride, blasphemies, unholiness, love of evil, and love of pleasures, 2 Timothy 3:1-13. These things, together with multitudes running to and fro, the increase of knowledge, Daniel 12:4, the persecution of the Jews and their return to Palestine, Luke 21:24, and scores of other things are starting signs that Jesus' coming is drawing near. Wars, rumors of wars, famines, earthquakes, storms, floods, distress of nations, perplexity, and people's hearts failing them for fear are sounding the solemn alarm that Jesus' coming is at hand, Matthew 24:6, Luke 21:25-28. Prepare to meet thy God, Amos 4:12. Resurrection. There will be a resurrection of all the dead, both just and unjust. Marvel not this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good, unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil, unto the resurrection of damnation, John 5:28-29. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the sea gave up the dead which was in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which was in them, Revelation 20:12-13. Greater than, see also Daniel 12:2, I Corinthians 15:13-23. Judgment. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, Hebrews 9:27. For this reason, there will be a resurrection for everyone. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad, 2 Corinthians 5:10. The eternal destiny of every soul shall be determined by a just God who knows the secrets of everyone's heart. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Then shall he also say unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Matthew 25:32-34, 41, 46. Hashtag push pray until something happens. Hashtag give a thanks. Hashtag outreach, that the world may know. Hashtag prayer focus, pray for our prodigals. Hashtag praise the Lord. Please follow my blog Guam Christian blog. Please follow my blog Guam Views blog. Podcast, https://anchor.fm/Bruce Dinsman. Bruce's Facebook, https://www.facebook.com/Bruce.Dinsman. Featured book, https://www.amazon.com/Daily Service for Bruce Dinsman ebook/dp/bo7w64bcd1. Twitter, @bad671. Instagram, https://www.instagram.com/DinsmanBruce/. You now, https://www.younow.com/Bruce Dinsman. Pinterest, https://www.pinterest.com/Dinsman/pin. Hashtag Parler US at Paces Appraisal.